Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell with you. We are in studio here, Dell and I. But Lance is joining us from the Kolache Factory this morning, right here on ESPN 97.5.
That's not exactly accurate. I'm actually on Radio Row.
What?
I'm just going to lay it out here. I don't know how you and Dell are going to feel about this, but I think this is pretty... I think it's pretty low rate that we're not at the Super Bowl having the same level of experiences that other radio stations are having. They're getting to have fun on their radio rows, broadcasting from places that serve breakfast. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a little jealous. I'm not even going to lie. So today I'm going to be broadcasting live on location. We had some technical difficulties here with one of the microwaves, but I'm really excited, guys. This is a huge day here. Super Bowl in 2 days. I'm live here on Radio Row.
Well-ish.
And
not really radio.
Can't wait. We got a lot of great guests coming by, too. Tim Brown is going to come by today.
Yeah.
On here in Radio Row at 9:15. So really looking forward to that and really excited.
But he's going to call in from Minnesota. I mean, you're in Houston.
Well, but John, in a way, it's Radio Row.
Not really.
In a way.
Not at all. It's not.
Well, I mean,
you're in
if
Houston.
Another station has people calling on a phone line while they're in a ordering hash browns or laying in a bed, is that kind of like Radio Row?
No. That's if you get kicked out and you can't go there and you just still had stuff set up that they call in. That's what's happening with us with Tim Brown. He's going to call us from Minnesota.
But live here on Radio Row at the
Kolache
Factory on Chimney Rock. Yeah, Chimney Rock.
Right.
Here. Pretty excited. This is a huge week for us here.
It's kind of around the corner. You could have just come in. It's around the corner from us.
I actually picked up breakfast from there.
You did?
Today.
You did?
You did?
Yeah.
He's
got Kolache Factory from right around. I used to go there.
$29 worth of Kolache.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to go there all the time. You know, it's around the corner.
Yeah.
So I thought you could have.
It's a great spot to do a Super Bowl broadcast from.
It's really not. It's just little kind of. Yeah, they got booths there. I guess you could sit there and talk on the radio, I guess. But
live here on Radio. Bro, I did offer a homeless man who I've seen and had. And he's had some beef with me in the past before. He gets a little upset if you don't answer his questions correctly about Christ. And he's here.
I know that guy.
And I offered him. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Redlocks.
Yeah.
And he will yell at you
yeah.
if you answer.
He's a bit aggressive.
Or if you try to give him money. No, that's not. It's a different deal. So I offered him a kolache. He goes, oh, man, that's really nice. I'd love to do it. But I've just been poisoned so much, I can't. And I said, well, I'm not poisoned. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to poison. He goes, do you know what I preach about? I said, yeah, you're anti-homosexual. I know your moves. He goes, yeah, so you see why I'm getting poisoned all the time. I said, okay. And then he goes, I said, well, I promise I'm not trying to poison you. I mean, I just wanted to let you. He goes, oh, trust me, I'd love to eat that kolache, but I didn't see you buy it, so... Sorry, I can't trust you. If I saw you actually buy it, I would eat it. I said, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, and he goes, Young Metro didn't trust me. Then he goes, he looked at my boot, and he goes, oh, I see somebody got you too. I said, yeah, I just tripped on a curb. No one poisoned me or cut my tendon.
How do you know somebody didn't cut your tendon? You can't
be sure. You know what?
You don't
During
know.
The fall,
right.
while I was stumbling forward, somebody could have done something potentially to me, because of my belief in queso.
Or maybe while you were sleeping, somebody cut your tendons, and they didn't really snap until you touched that curb. So you don't know.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad. Maybe they just kind of loosened them.
Right. They loosened
Live
them.
Live here on Radio Row.
No, that's not. It's Houston. It's on Chimney Rock. It's a kolache.
We got
factor.
A lot of great guests on radio. We're going to be talking, guys. Call in 713-780-3776. A lot of great radio stuff going on today here. from Radio Row. The Super Bowl's coming up. It's a big one, John. 4.5-point favorites, the Patriots.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
So Lance is apparently talking.
Hold on, John. John, hold on.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We called our supervisor, and they told us that we don't have permission, but you can call our corporate and the office of our Kalachi factory and ask them, because first we have to make information from them. And they told them that, so you have to call them and ask them.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. We're having some technical difficulties.
No, no, you're getting kicked out is what's happening.
Technology.
We need some video to put up. We'll send it to Kirk and Callahan, and we'll get 500,000 views of you getting kicked out of Kolache Factory.
Can you hear me, guys?
No, you're not having,
some technical difficulties.
Apparently, Lance is being kicked out of Kolache Factory. Bye.
We're having some technical issues. With the equipment.
Oh, my God.
You mean his phone?
Our antenna froze a little bit.
Our antenna didn't freeze?
You're on your phone.
It's 60 degrees.
Live from Radio Row. Bye. Live from Radio Row here. Some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to get to a better spot, get a better connection. We're just having some technical difficulties. Live on Radio Row.
Yeah, and every time he says that, it's completely clear.
Right. Like, we can hear you just fine, Lance. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think we fooled anyone. So can we just talk about what went on? I have so many questions.
What?
Who did he approach to be the guy who throws him out? Like, when he's setting this up.
Listen. I'm going to do a show, and you have to come up in about 5 minutes in.
Did he set it up like, hey, you know that the big hullabaloo concerning sports radio this week? Did he think he set it up that way? No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here to serve delicious breakfast treats.
Would you like cream cheese kolache?
Or bacon and cheese? What do you want here?
You know what's the best one? The one that tastes like a hot dog, the hot dogs from... not James Coney Island. They're delicious. The hot sausage kolaches, delicious.
They have a. I went there today, and I thought to myself, I'm not going to get a cinnamon twist, but those aren't ready. I know. I got there really early, but the cinnamon twists—they
weren't ready.
They weren't ready. They were still making them in the back. I could look to my left and saw them. Like,
they would have been fresh.
Oh well, that's true. But I didn't have a bit plan, so I couldn't wait around for them.
Why didn't you just wait and do the show from there with Lance?
Well, someone had
too?
To run. Someone had to run
you
the board.
Been Jim Mudd.
I don't want to be Jim Mudd.
James something Mudd. Okay, should have been him.
I don't want to be that guy.
That white guy over there. Mm. That's what you would have been, that white guy over there.
God, the only thing I care about is who did he have to approach and be like, yeah, I just need you to do something for me about 5 minutes in. And the guy's like, what? What do you want me to do? What? You want me to pretend that I'm going to throw you? I'm just here, man, I'm just here trying to get people their ham and cheese.
Dude. And the Jesus guy won't leave me alone, okay?
I got you. I got the homeless guy.
What is...
It's Friday.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to get through the week.
Is this how we're going into the weekend? With the homeless guy? Wait a minute. He's still at Radio Row. Lance is still at Radio Row. Lance, can you hear us
now? Hey, guys. We got a connection back live from...
Radio Row.
Radio Row here at the Exxon.
It's a kolache factory.
Westheimer and Chimney Rock.
To the Exxon.
Right. Where are you at the Exxon now?
A lot of great guests today. Tim Brown's coming by.
We know that.
9:15. We'll be here on Radio Row. I think Adam Kaplan is going to join us here on Radio Row at some point in the 8 o'clock hour.
What about what about Tony the Hatchet? What about Hatchet Man?
Yeah, Hatchet Man at some point today. Where's the Diesel? Come on. Where's Diesel?
What? It's regular. So wait a minute. You moved from the Kolache Factory?
I'm live on Radio Row, guys. I tell you what, man. This is a huge game coming up here. That's all the buzz has been about here. In Minnesota has been about, Nick Foles, basically. They don't have Diesel. It's been about Nick Foles and Tom Brady. Can the GOAT, can he get number, what are we on, 7, 8? What's going to happen? That's all anyone's talking about here on Radio Row.
Well,
restaurants and...
At the Exxon. You don't even have a diesel car. Why are you looking for diesel?
No, it's diesel.
No, it's not.
No, I could absolutely I could hook both of your cars up to my car and pull them completely into a well.
What? What? What?
This thing is 100% diesel.
So wait, why are you?
First time I've ever driven a diesel. But I'm on. I mean, well, this isn't a diesel. I got a rental car because I'm at Radio Row.
No, you're not. It's okay. First of all, you can't go to a gas station in Minnesota. It's minus 80 degrees, and you're in 60 degree weather right now on Chimney Rock in Westheimer.
55
degree weather on Chimney Rock in Westheimer. You're not freezing.
Well, this is what the other stations are doing, John.
I know.
I'm sick and tired of us being behind the other stations. And I mean, they get a broadcast from hotel rooms and restaurants live on Radio Row ish.
I know, ish, kind of.
Well, we can do the same thing. I just broadcasted from Radio Row before I got kicked out.
Right.
I actually legitimately got kicked out.
Now, listen. Now, nobody.
That was a real kicking out. They gave me a phone number and everything. It just says corporate 281-783. And then I don't know what the last four numbers were.
So they said you can't talk on the phone in Kolache Factory?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Kolache Factory no longer allows people to
speak
dial
on the
phone and talk.
Congratulations.
Well, maybe not as loudly as I was.
Congratulations.
Well, it wasn't even that so much as a technical difficulty. There was an issue with the
not really.
The IP codec. No. We had an issue with one of the Comrexes.
No. So now Fred and AJ can't even go to that Kolache factory anymore?
Maybe they can if they've set it up.
No, you've ruined it. You've ruined it for everybody. Now nobody can go to the Kolache factory.
Broadcast from there?
Well, yeah. That was the plan, apparently, until you ruined it.
I just like a delicious kolache.
I think they'll be okay as long as they go through corporate. I've got the number if they need.
No,
you ruined it. It says corporate.
Please don't
get... The lady I talked to tell her I was going to do it, she wouldn't come out. She sent someone else. I think she got a little... She got a little gun shy. She thought I was going to try to clown her place. That wasn't happening.
Well,
then I had technical difficulty, and then of course the connection went down.
Yeah, no, the connection.
Did y'all hear it gets really scratchy
like that?
Yep.
Are you getting this kicked out of all Exxons now? Is that what you're doing?
I just got kicked off that Radio Row too.
Okay.
I don't think Michael's Pete's Fine Meats. I could have broadcast from there for Radio
Michael,
Row.
Michael wouldn't care. No, Michael.
But, because nobody beats Pete's meat, so we're could broadcast from there. But
phrasing
until 7:30.
Yeah,
I don't think they would let me broadcast from there.
Why don't you just?
I guess I just.
Why don't?
Why don't you just?
Why don't you just drive the mile,
half a mile,
whatever it is, back to the studio.
Studio.
Is that a live spot here? Because
not you.
No, I do.
Ramp right now,
I do. So why don't you come back to the
studio
hang
up and we'll talk like a normal show
instead of going to gas stations and kolache factories.
But I wish I could have spent thousands to do that and then done it from a gas station or a kolache. But the only thing that would have made it better is if I could have spent thousands
and tens
to go and then did it from a kolache.
Tens of thousands.
If I had asked them, do you mind if we pay about $40,000, $60,000, $70,000 to broadcast from here?
We'll get Yuval to send us to the kolache factory on Kirby.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, for Radio Row. Same amount of guests. Same amount of guests.
Only we won't fly there. We won't freeze. We'll just go to a kolache factory and we'll have them give us $70,000.
Yeah, there's a light breeze. There's a light breeze here today.
Yeah.
It's a little uncomfortable, honestly. It's already 57 degrees.
Uh-huh. It is. It's a bit. So,
all right. I'm leaving Radio Row here and I'm just going to come
right in. All right. Come back from Radio Row.
Yes, I saved about $70,000.
Thanks. All right. There's Lance from Radio Row. Radio Row or the Exxon station. One of those.